So welcome to John's Gospel. We'll be focusing on John's Gospel a lot this last couple weeks of Lent, and it's very profound. John is related to the image of an eagle because he soared so high in his insights into heavenly things, into the heart of Jesus Christ, the mystery even of the Trinity. And I'll talk about that just for a little bit and then go maybe into a little bit of the heart of Jesus. But they got mad at Jesus in this episode, according to St. John's Gospel, not because he broke the Sabbath only, but because he called God his own Father, apparently in a way that they never had, making himself equal to God. So when we talk about the Trinity and PSR and CCD and RCIA and what other initials do we have? But we talk about the Trinity, and a lot of times people are like, well, why is it important? The Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit, like, why is it important? And sometimes my first answer is, well, I don't know, but that's what Jesus said. So right away, as of this point, John chapter 5, we have one God and two equal persons, making himself equal to God. You with me? The third came later in Jesus' explanation of things. At the Last Supper, he references a third. But he also shares later on, like, whoever does not honor the Father, so that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. So two persons, one God, two persons, equal in dignity. It's deep, it's profound. Why do we worry about these things? Because Jesus focused on it. Because it was important for him to reveal God in his fullness. God, formerly known only in mystery, is now coming out a little more visible, a little more unveiling the mystery. That he's not one isolated being all by himself, but there's one being, but three persons, which is why marriage is such a beautiful reflection of God. Because it is one entity, and yet two, or maybe three, that are really one family. How do we understand that? Not perfectly, period. But it's the mystery of the Trinity. And we focus on it because Jesus thought it was really important, and ultimately because he was crucified, because he made himself the Trinity, equal to God. The Father and the Son, one in being, and yet, and at the same time, one in dignity. And I just appreciate St. John, who gives us so much insight into the heart of Jesus, the Sacred Heart. So much insight into what was on Jesus' mind as he was doing all these things. Was he totally absent-minded, having no clue, and just kind of following the Holy Spirit's guidance like a human person who had no clue, just did whatever he was told without any awareness? Or wasn't he deeply aware of who he was? Wasn't there profound communion at all times between the Son and the Father? It's a deep understanding of what is Holy Communion for Jesus. What is that holy intimacy that the Son shares with the Father? And the Father shares to the Son. The community of mind and heart. That oneness of life. He knows who he is. He's the Father's beloved Son. And to him, the Father is the beloved Father. There was never a moment when he said, God, you're not fair to me. Because there is such a deep communion between the two. The Son does nothing but what he sees his Father doing. Anybody did things your parents didn't want you to do, right? We struggle with this, but what we're called to, made in the image and likeness of God, is that pure oneness of heart. God, whatever you tell me, Father, I want to do what you want because you asked it of me. And that total loyalty to the Father. Jesus has no other loyalties but his loyalty to his Father. His profound, you could say, on a human level, like as someone who's utterly inspired by my dad. All I want to do is be like my dad. All I want to do is, if dad asks me to do something, I'm there. Mom can ask all she wants. That's mom. I'm wherever dad wants. It's just that total inspiration, total loyalty to the person of the Father. And the two are so united in their desires, in their thoughts. And ultimately, that desire for us. You see the human heart of Jesus in Gethsemane saying, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, because this is heavy. But not my will. I want what you want, Dad. I want what you want. And we're given an insight by St. John into the heart of the Son, into the heart of Jesus, because we are made to be like Jesus. We are made and called and empowered by the Holy Spirit, we'll get to him later, to live that level of holy communion. That's why we call this reception of the Eucharist a deepening communion of my will, of my life, of my desires, of my ways of thinking, of everything else, to be more and more one with the Father. So that when people see Jesus, they see only the Father, God, in their midst. When people see you and me, as we grow in our life of the Trinity, as we grow in our life according to the Spirit of the Son of Jesus Christ, they see God, a little trace of God, through how we live, through how we love, through how we discern the right thing to do, and not allow other pressures, other voices, other divisions in that holy communion between God and me. That's the communion God longs for. That's the communion Jesus imitated for us to follow. And we ask the Holy Spirit just to renew our commitment. Lord, grant me that holy communion with you. Make it more and more as real for me and how I follow my Father in heaven as it was for you. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.